Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands and the print of his nails, and place my finger in the mark of those nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came in and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." I suppose one of the strongest ideas that we can pick out when you hear about an apostolic church is a very triumphant one. We always say it with great pride, the faith that comes to us from apostles. And recent times have given me plenty of opportunity to look at the faith of apostles and to see what it is and how very real it is in my own life and experience. Because it's not about 12 pillars, it's about 12 very fragile men. It's a story of a man who denied him, a man who never gets any question he's asked right, a man who jumps out of a boat and flounders, another who betrays him, two who jockey for position in the kingdom of God, another one who doubts him. In fact, the faith of apostles is a bit like a shaky rock on which Jesus chose to build his church. We like to think of it as being firm and always strong and something that will always be right and something that will always be majestic and wonderful. But really, it's the simple faith built on a rock that is the fisherman Peter, the man who was weak and denied Christ, the man who every time he encounters Christ in any kind of question, except the one that mattered, when he says, "Peter, who do you say I am?" And he said to him, "You are the Christ." And he realized that the faith of apostles is like the gospel of last Monday, when we were hearing a story just of a boat all at sea and Christ at its helm, though Christ asleep. And when everything seemed as if it was going to overwhelm the apostles, they turned to him, and Christ the helmsman was the one who could steer them through. It was this Christ that criticized the Pharisees, their institutions, their excuses, their little bits and pieces of law that they could put together in order to say, well, what happened wasn't really something that we could really control and let's stand away from it and pretend we're still good. Did Christ not criticize us for this? Have we sometimes become again a bunch of apologists rather than a bunch of dreamers? People caught in the mystery of God among us? Or are we something else? Are we just a big institution worried about our numbers, our artwork, our temples, our great monuments to ourselves? Or are we a church built on the faith of apostles for all their weakness and their debilities? I think I have far more in common with them than I ever thought I had. Amen.